Oasis Audio presents Letters from a Skeptic by Dr. Gregory Boyd, read for you by the author.
Preface. Exceptionally intelligent, intensely skeptical, very strong-willed, and 70 years old. Could a more unlikely candidate for conversion be found than my father? He had given me little grounds for hope. My father never showed any openness to the gospel. He harbored only resentment toward the church and was outspoken in his animosity toward what he called born-again types. The few talks about the faith he and I had had during the 14 years I had been a Christian up to the time our correspondence began had all been somewhat awkward, very short, and totally futile. I had, quite frankly, all but given up hope for his salvation. Nevertheless, beginning in March of 1989, I felt strongly led of the Lord to attempt one more time to share the Christian faith with my father, this time not in a face-to-face manner, but through the mail. I had in mind a long-term dialogue in which all of our cards would be laid on the table. I would give him the opportunity to raise all his objections to the truth of Christianity, and he would give me the opportunity to answer these objections as well as give positive grounds for holding to the Christian faith. To be honest, I initially thought little would come of this. But what did I have to lose? To my surprise, my father accepted my invitation. Almost 3 years and 30 letters after our correspondence began, Edward K. Boyd made Jesus the Lord and Savior of his life on January 15th, 1992. For several reasons, I feel it would be valuable to make this written correspondence public. First, multitudes of Christians, like me, have loved ones who are not believers. Some of these loved ones are perhaps as rationalistic, as skeptical, and as apparently hopeless as my father was. My prayer is that this correspondence between my father